you listen to His Glory Lives broadcast to tell you Jesus Christ is alive and His glory lives in the believer. We're dedicated to the study of the Word of God and promoting the gospel. Good morning. Today we're going to be studying 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Today we have a very interesting lesson. We're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. Last week we talked about the Lord's Supper and how that we are to discern the body of Christ and His suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross in the observance of the Lord's Supper. We are still discussing the Corinthian church. In spite of all the problems that this church has had with immorality and carnality, we find that this church has been endowed with spiritual gifts. The Lord is such a gracious Lord that He gives gifts to men. The world can't receive these gifts. They don't understand them. And so they remain in their sins and they remain in their bondages. And they don't realize the wonderful gifts that God has given to all who believe in Him. If the sinner really understood what he forfeits when he's serving the devil, there's no way that he'd want to give up these gifts. You know, everyone wants a miracle. I heard the story of a lady who had a wreck. The car ran off the road and went into some underbrush. And she was in the car for 2 weeks, pinned in. The searchers had gone by where she was, but they failed to see her. And it wasn't until one of the deputies noticed some skid marks on the highway as he went back through one more time to search the area and found the car under the underbrush. The TV reporters asked the lady as she was recovering in the hospital, "Do you believe it's a miracle you were found?" She said, "No, I really think I was just lucky." The Holy Spirit brings miracles in many lives, but they don't recognize Him. They think it's just a coincidence or that it's just luck. But God says He's given us gifts that bring miracles, and we want to give Him glory. There are 9 spiritual gifts. There are 3 revelation gifts, which is word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. And then there's 3 vocal gifts, which is tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And then there are 3 power gifts, called the gift of faith, the gift of healings, and the gift of miracles. Now, we won't be able to cover all 9 gifts of the Spirit. We're only going to cover the first 3, which are called revelation gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, many don't believe that the gifts of the Spirit are in operation in the church today. They believe it was only during the life of Jesus and of the apostles. It'd be hard to explain that to someone who's been healed, including myself. The gifts of the Spirit are in operation in the church today. We know that the Holy Spirit has been given because we see evidence in the gifts of the Spirit. All churches should have all 9 gifts of the Spirit working in their churches. And apparently this Corinthian church did have these gifts working, but they really didn't know how to handle some of these gifts, and they were out of order and did things that were not in reverence. And Paul is going to have to talk to them in chapter 14 about how to handle these gifts in the church. We want to explain a little bit about what the gifts are, and we also want to talk about what is the purpose of them. There are a lot of people who want to seek after gifts for the gift's sake. Gifts are exciting. They are life-changing, and many want the gifts and forget about the giver of the gift, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus. He said, "If I go away, I will send you the Comforter. And if I go not away, I cannot send you the Comforter." So the Comforter is the Holy Spirit, and he manifests himself in the gifts in the church. He wants the body of Christ to be well, and he wants the body of Christ to be informed, and he wants the body of Christ to be strong. And that's what these gifts do. They empower the believer. We don't want to mistake the gifts of the Spirit with the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is in the believer in their daily walk, which is love, peace, hope, and joy. But the gifts of the Spirit are given to help one another. It's an interaction between each other. And the gifts of the Spirit are to be in operation in a body of believers. Each gift has its place, and each gift is not more superior to another gift, but each gift has its place to edify the church and the believers. In verse 31 of our lesson today, it says, "Covet earnestly the best gifts." So we are commanded to seek the gifts and the best of them at that. One wonders why so many churches ignore the gifts. They don't seek after them, and they really don't want them in operation in their church. Why would you not want a gift from the Holy Spirit? Why would you not want a gift that brings wholeness and help and knowledge and wisdom and miracles? Why would you not want that gift? I realize that there have been people who have taken advantage of the gifts of the Spirit, and there have been hirelings or charlatans who have come and made merchandise out of the gifts of the Spirit. But even in those cases, God has still worked miracles, and to God be the glory. Proverbs 17 and 8 says, "A gift is as a precious stone." And in this case, the Hebrew is a stone of grace. So it's by God's grace that he has given us these gifts. We know that God has equipped the believer with everything that he needs to live for God. He's given him the fruit of the Spirit, which is righteousness. And now he's given us the gifts of the Spirit, which gives us power. What was the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit working in Jesus' life? Jesus did great miracles. There were many healings. And all the fruit of the Spirit and all the gifts of the Spirit were in operation in his life. He did those miracles so that they might believe that he was the Son of God. He's also still doing miracles today through his believers so that they might recognize and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the purpose of the gifts. And the gifts of the Spirit will always praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It will always promote Him and the kingdom of God. In our lesson today, it says that no one can use these gifts to curse Jesus or His works. It can't be done. The gifts of the Spirit are to praise the works of God. In one scripture, it says that the Lord desires that we be in good health and that we prosper. And the gifts of the Spirit helps us to do that. The individual believer and the church profits when the gifts are in operation. You know, Satan hates a well-armed and equipped believer because the gifts of the Spirit bring revelation, brings healings, brings miracles. It is the power of God. And we know that when ministers preach from the pulpit with no power, that the people are in bondage to doctrines of men. And that can bring oppression and sickness to the body of Christ. So it is the power of the Holy Spirit operating through the gifts of the Spirit that brings power to the body of Christ to be overcomers. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4 that his speech and his preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in the demonstration of the Spirit and in the power of the Lord. At one point, when some of the men were disputing with Paul and questioning his apostleship, he said, "When I come to you, will I find power or just mere words?" Preaching in the power of the Holy Spirit with the gifts operating makes the difference. What is the purpose of the gifts? It's to promote and to glorify Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Another purpose of the gifts is to cause the believer to profit spiritually so that they might bring forth fruit. Verse 7 says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." The church also profits by the gifts because the Holy Spirit is allowed to minister to the needs of the body of Christ through those believers who are endowed with the gifts. All believers are promised these gifts. It's not just for a few, but it's available for all who seek them. And verse 11 tells us that it's the Holy Spirit that divides the gifts severally as He wills. Some have more than one gift. What are some of the reasons the gifts are not in operation in some believers? Verse 1 says it's ignorance. They want to ignore the gifts and not learn about them. Many don't want to know the power of God, and they reject any knowledge of it, so they remain powerless. There is no power in the believer's life except by the Holy Spirit. Just because we confess Christ and we repent of our sins doesn't mean we have power within ourselves. Only the Holy Spirit has power to overcome. It's God's will that we lack none of these gifts. 1 Corinthians 1 and 7 says, "So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you to the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." Another reason the gifts are not in operation in the believer is because of fear. Luke 11:11-13, Jesus said, "For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, shall he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" So the Holy Spirit is manifested in the gifts. Now, are these gifts permanent? Romans 11:29 says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." Yes, they're permanent and they're irrevocable by God. We may resist, ignore, or refuse, but God does not take back the gifts that he gives to us. Are gifts used at will by the believer? 2 Timothy 1:6 says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." We must stir up the gift by reading the word of God and much prayer, that we be vessels for the Holy Spirit to use in the gift that's been given to us. The first gift we want to talk about is the word of wisdom. What is the word of wisdom? Note it says word and not words. So it's something that is to be taken in whole and not in parts. It is knowing how to apply knowledge. It is not a word of wisdom, but it is the word of wisdom. Now there's three kinds of wisdom. There's man's wisdom that's in Ecclesiastes 1:17. Solomon said, "I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly, and I perceive that it's vexation of spirit." Another word of wisdom is wisdom in dealing with the enemy. And we look at the example of Christ in Luke 4:3-13. When the devil said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus answered, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." We know that the devil hears the word also, but he took it out of context and distorted it. But the word of wisdom corrects and puts it in context. Proverbs 25:11 says it's a word fitly spoken, like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Having the gift of the word of wisdom is knowing how to apply the word of God in your daily life. It's a gift that lets you tell Satan to get behind you when you're tempted. It's a great gift, and it's very powerful in defeating the enemy at the beginning of an attack. Had Eve had this gift, she could have stopped Satan when he first spoke the words, "Hath God said?" She could have given a word of wisdom that would have stopped the attack of the enemy. Then there's 1 Corinthians 2:6 speaks of the wisdom of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the wisdom of God. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the wisdom of God reveals Jesus to us. It helps us defeat the plans and purposes of the enemy when we answer with the wisdom of God. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn with the word of wisdom of God." There are many examples of this gift of word of wisdom. It's those times that you speak with such wisdom that it amazes you and you wonder where it came from. It came from the Holy Spirit. Word of knowledge, what is that? It's a deep knowing. It's knowing specific information that's given by the Holy Spirit concerning a need or a problem. It's also a spoken gift, but it's usually prophetic in nature. Besides being a spoken gift, it may include visions, similitudes, which is a strong, definite impression, and it may include dreams. It is always accompanied by a quickening of the Spirit that lets you know that it's from God. And it's always in line with the Word of God. It's not fleshly in what's said or self-serving. It will always glorify the Father. Most of the words of knowledge has to do with a need, either in the believer's own life or in the need of the church, so that the church may be edified or built up. Now, discerning of spirits. What is that gift? It is the ability of the Spirit to detect or perceive the source of a spiritual manifestation, whether God, man, or the devil. There are three kinds of discernment, one of God, one of the devil, and one of men. Of God is to know when something's of God. Of the devil is to know when something is of the devil, as in Acts 16:16, when a young girl who was demon-possessed was following Paul around, and she had a spirit of divination. Paul recognized that it was of the devil. Also, discerning of spirits, that you can discern the spirit of men, as Simon, who wanted to buy the Holy Spirit in Acts 8:18-24. We're only talking about the first three gifts, which are the revelation gifts today, which is word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, we're going to continue talking about these spiritual gifts next week to finish with some of the others. Now, I want to read you 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in the New Living Translation. The title here is Spiritual Gifts. And now, dear brothers and sisters, I will write about the special abilities the Holy Spirit gives to each of us, for I must correct your misunderstandings about them. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know how to discern what is truly from God. No one speaking by the Spirit of God can curse Jesus. And no one is able to say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it's the same Holy Spirit who's the source of them all. There are different kinds of service in the church, but it's the same Lord that we're serving. There are different ways God works in our lives, but it's the same God who does the work through all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice, which is the gift of the word of wisdom. To another, he gives the gift of special knowledge, which is the gift of the word of knowledge. And then the Spirit gives special faith to another, which is the gift of faith. And to someone else, he gives the power to heal the sick, which is the gift of healing. And he gives one person the power to perform miracles, which is the gift of the working of miracles. Now, I'm paraphrasing here to tell you what these gifts are. And to another, the ability to prophesy, which is the gift of prophecy. He gives someone else the ability to know whether it's really the Spirit of God or another spirit that is speaking. That's the gift of discerning of spirits. And still another person is given the ability to speak in an unknown language, which is the gift of tongues. And another is given the ability to interpret what is being said, which is the gift of interpretation of tongues. It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. I think we underestimate many times these spiritual gifts that God has given us. The Lord has sent the believer to pray for one another. And there are many that have some of these gifts that could be in operation in their lives if they would have the boldness to step out in faith and recognize that God has bestowed upon them these wonderful gifts to help one another. We should be aware of what God is doing in our life in this area, because there's many hurting people that we might have a word of wisdom that we could give to them to lift them up. We must have the mind of Christ that we know the leading of the Spirit in order to work in the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. It takes a dedicated life and one who is seeking after God in order to work in the gifts of the Spirit. And we pray that we can draw nearer to God. Jesus said, "I've come to destroy the works of the enemy." And one of the ways that he destroys the works of the enemy is through the gifts of the Spirit operating in the believers' lives. Please pray this prayer with me. Father, we're so thankful for your gifts. You sent gifts, Father, that we may see you. May we glorify your name, Father, in the things that you have done for us. And we know, Father, that you love us and that you've given us everything that we need to serve you and to be overcomers in this life. We ask, Father, that thy will be done and the work of the Holy Spirit be manifest in each hearer's hearts today. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we thank you for being with us today. And if you don't have a church home, we wish to invite you to All Seasons Worship Center on Highway 35 South in Forest, Mississippi. You can listen to this broadcast again on our website at www.secondredemption.com. That is www.2ndredemption.com, secondredemption.com. Tune in next Sunday at this same time. You can support this broadcast with your prayers and telling others about the program. Thanks for listening. May the Lord bless you in the reading of His Word.
Please.